The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. In recent days, jetliners carrying 500,000 boxes of roses and carnations have arrived at a UPS facility at Miami International Airport. Almost all the flowers that enter the U.S. pass through Miami, where they're the number one import. And for Valentine's Day, which, by the way, is tomorrow, the tally is almost a billion stems. Galo Sanchez's company accounts for a tenth of them.
That's equivalent like 80 767 aircraft.
Sanchez is executive vice president of Elite Flower, a grower and exporter in Colombia. Three-quarters of the Valentine's roses Americans buy are from Colombia. But that signifies more than just rosy revenue for the world's second-largest flower exporter. It can also mean helping to make Colombia's new peace agreement work after half a century of civil war.
It is extremely important for the country. People start dedicating their lives to flowers instead of going into the fields of cocaine.
Flowers are supposed to play a big peace process role in Colombia because they offer poor, rural campesinos jobs in something besides growing coca. That's the key ingredient in cocaine, a drug whose astronomical profits help fuel the violence that killed more than 200,000 people. Yet despite all the Colombian flowers we buy, the so-called Roses for Coca campaign has failed to meet expectations.
I am disappointed, but I'm not surprised that flowers have not absorbed the kind of labor that was anticipated.
Bruce Bagley is a Colombia expert at the University of Miami. He points out that for more than 20 years, the U.S. has given Colombia favorable access to the American flower market to help it grow and lure labor away from coca. But in recent years, the area of Colombian land under coca cultivation has instead more than doubled. The U.N. estimates a record 75,000 Colombian households now farm the illicit crop.
It comes down to risk-reward, just like any other person is trying to make money for their family.
Jim Walsh is U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for International Narcotics.
Right now, we have too much reward going for them when it comes to growing coca.
Walsh admits a big reason growing coca remains so profitable in Colombia is that snorting cocaine remains so popular in the U.S. But he also argues coca cultivation started taking off again 3 years ago when Colombia stopped aerial spraying to kill the crop. That's because the herbicide was linked to cancer. The U.S. and Colombia are now looking for a safer alternative.
If we put enough risks in the equation, if they're growing an illegal crop like coca, that can get destroyed. That'll change that farmer's mind.
But UM's Bruce Bagley warns there isn't enough reward in the equation either. Attracting campesinos away from coca requires subsidies and other incentives. But President Trump tried to slash that kind of aid to Colombia in 2018. Last week, he said he wants to end it altogether in 2019.
Additional aid is absolutely fundamental in guaranteeing the success of the peace process. And we have emphasized the exact opposite. So Roses for Coca has not been fully realized as a program yet.
Colombia's flower industry says what's needed is a bigger U.S. market. 75% of its exports go to the U.S. That represents more than $1 billion and helps it employ 150,000 people. But it sees vastly more opportunity.
About only 30% of the households in the U.S. buy flowers, so the potential is huge.
Augusto Solano is president of the Colombian Association of Flower Exporters in Bogotá. He says if Americans bought flowers at the rate Europeans do, his producers could hire many more Colombians away from coca.
We need resources to promote the flowers.
Solano thinks the U.S. could help both Colombian producers and struggling U.S. producers affected by the preferential treatment for Colombia drum up more American business.
Instead of fighting for a larger piece of the pie, we work for a bigger pie.
Other products could be alternatives to coca, rubber, macadamia nuts, palm oil, and of note at Valentine's Day, cacao, chocolate's raw material. Either way, it takes not only subsidies, but improvements to things like Colombia's abysmal roads, getting crops to market, to make coca substitute projects work. But this week, Colombia is just counting on Americans to buy those hundreds of millions of Valentine's roses arriving in Miami. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.